The show is brought to you exclusively by the law firm Cundori & Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to tell them that we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. We're taking you up to 6:30 on the Fan, and we are pleased right now to go to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And welcome onto the show, our good buddy, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. Bill is back on the program for one last ride this season after Week 18 in that final game, a win over the Philadelphia Eagles. Bill, thanks for the time, man. How are you?
What's going on? Good. How you doing?
We're doing very well. Congrats on the dub, getting to 5-12 at the end of the season. You know, Danny and I we're sitting here, we're fans, so we were kind of hoping for the draft positioning, but I know you guys worked your butts off. You don't care about that, so congrats. Yes, well earned. Well earned.
Appreciate it.
Hey, so we've got to start with the news of the day. You know by now, Cliff Kingsbury, your offensive coordinator, and the team mutually agreed to part ways. What did you make of hearing that news?
I was like, dang. That's all I could say, to be honest. I feel like that's above my pay grade to be like just questioning things, so, you know, I trust it.
Did you have a feeling things were coming down the pike? Like, you're inside the building. Did you expect Cliff to be back? Did you know anything wasn't copacetic, or what did you kind of experience?
Oh, well, I definitely expected him to be back. But, I mean, I guess that's just how the business goes. And I'm just learning as we go how things work.
How did you find out?
I got on Twitter, and that was, like, one of the first things I seen.
Oh, okay, so you found out like we did. You didn't get a text from Cliff or anything saying, hey, I'm not coming back.
Found out on the internet.
Wow. And have you reached out to him just to wish him luck or anything yet, or is that something you'll do down the road?
Maybe down the road. Just let everything settle in right now for him.
What was your relationship like with Cliff, and what did you just think of him as a OC and as a play caller?
My relationship, we had a good relationship. We'll see each other, you know, chop it up, talk ball, and I feel like it was always a good relationship since the day I met him. So, like, we had a pretty solid relationship for sure.
Bill, how was he helpful to you in developing into a pro, and, you know, some of the skills and things that you worked on as the season progressed?
How was he helpful? Yes. Helpful to me?
Yes.
I would say just put me in the best position, like, to be the best version of myself.
Jacory,
like he helped me out in that area.
Jacory Kroski-Merritt with us on Grant and Danny. It's Bill time on G&D after a Commanders win over the Eagles. News of the day today that Jacory's OC and play caller after the last 2 years here in D.C., Cliff Kingsbury, is leaving the organization. In fact, defensive coordinator Joe Witt, just getting in the car, was fired today as well. So some major changes to the Washington coaching staff. As far as what comes next, what kind of OC would you want to see hired? Like, what are you hoping for as a running back, as a player on this team, in the way of scheme or philosophy moving forward?
I'm just looking forward to be in space a lot. That's what I see.
I was going to ask, is that something that you were kind of frustrated by maybe at any point, that wasn't happening a lot? That for you as someone that's so shifty and so good with the ball in his hands, I'd love for you to be in space more too. I'd love to see what that looks like. It didn't feel like that happened consistently. Was that a source of frustration at all?
No, I don't really think I caught myself getting frustrated, because I'm just a rookie. Like, I'm still learning as we go, and I don't have, like, really no say-so or anything like that. So I'm just going with it and just trusting the plan.
You're a rookie. You're not allowed to be frustrated, I guess.
Yeah.
Although, but when you say in space, are you talking about how you're used in the run game, like outside the tackles? Are you talking about throwing you the ball on screens? Like, what do you even mean by that?
It could be anything, yeah. I can want to catch the ball, definitely want to work on that, Well, not work on it, but definitely want to do that to show I could, and just not limit myself like to just running the ball in between the tackles or outside. So just getting in space.
What are you planning this offseason as it pertains to, you know, pass blocking, pass catching, like third down stuff to just become more of an all down back? How will you go about working on that? What kind of either drill work or plan are you going to put together? Have you started thinking about that yet?
Oh yeah, I already have an off season plan, and like I just gotta attack it, and like I wanna be on the field not only on first and second down, but on passing downs too, on catching downs where you gotta catch it out the backfield, and I think we'll start to do more of that, and just add that to be a part of my game.
Bill, you guys get to play a game at the highest level, right? It's something you've always dreamed of, and I'm sure it's amazing day in and day out. But this is the other side of it, right? Where it is a business, and it can be a really, really harsh one at times. What advice and kind of what thoughts did some of the vets share with you about that? Maybe it's the season wasn't going according to plan.
Like, man, this the NFL, bro. Like, everybody that been through a kind of up and down season, and I was like, bro, that's how I go, bro. Like, everything's not going to go your way, and you just gotta stay focused and just trust the process, and just gotta keep coming out there and fighting each game, because I think who started like 0-3? Someone started 0-3 and like just went on like an 8-game winning streak. So I mean, you just gotta just keep your head down for real.
All right, Bill. Before we let you go, I want to look ahead to the playoffs in the NFC. Obviously, you guys don't get to play all of these teams, but you've got some familiarity. You played some of them. The Packers, the Bears, the Rams, the Panthers, the Niners, the Eagles, among those that are playing this weekend. Who's your pick to come out of the NFC? Who do you think has the best chance to make a run for a Super Bowl?
Oh, I would say maybe the Rams.
Ooh, interesting.
I would say maybe the Rams. Who would you say?
I like the Rams, too.
The Rams are good. I think they're going to beat Carolina. I've got them losing after that. I'm going to roll with San Francisco, I think. The winner of that 49ers-Eagles game, I think, goes on a run.
Okay. That's not a bad take at all.
Nobody mentioned Seattle, by the way, Bill. They were pretty good. They were pretty impressive to me. Is that the best team that you guys faced this year, do you think?
The best team I think I faced personally was maybe a healthy Packers defense, maybe.
Yeah, they were unreal. Thursday Night Football in Week 2, they looked different. They ended up almost missing the playoffs, by the way. It's such a funny league.
Yeah, so that's why I said a healthy team.
Yeah.
Those guys, I'll say them and maybe Seattle.
All right, cool. You going to be watching, or are you the kind of guy after the end of the season that you kind of get away from football, or are you going to lock in on the playoffs?
I'll tune in here and there. I'll definitely be watching them.
I heard Cousins a big Jags fan. He's got a Trevor Lawrence jersey.
Is that true?
Oh, that's 100% not true.
Oh, really?
100%.
Cousins a Jags, Mark. You said Liam Cohen can draw it up.
Nah.
Not so much.
He
doesn't mess with the Jags. With them. Do you play Madden at all?
I don't.
Did you ever?
Not really. I never was that good at it, so.
I would start to play if I was in the game. That's just how I view it.
You got
to
use yourself.
You know what I mean? Like, I would give the ball to me.
No, I never, like, since I'm not that good and I just don't play because I hate losing, so it just make me mad.
Well, Bill, it's been fun catching up with you all year, buddy. You should be very proud of yourself, leading rookie running backs and rushing touchdowns, being in the top 5 in yards among rookie backs this season. For a 7th-round pick, pretty incredible. Great starting point for your career. Thanks for hopping on with us and joining us throughout
y'all.
The season.
Thank you, Bill.
Someone say they heard my voice, and I called up to the bank, and I was like, I know your voice from the Grant and Danny radio show. That was pretty cool.
Wait.
They said, hold on, is this Bill?
Wait, they recognized your voice from that?
Yes, that's hilarious.
Yes, I was calling up to the bank, and I was like, hold on, is this Bill?
So you called the bank just to, like, do banking.
I hear you on the radio show.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
They just heard your voice and picked it up from listening to the show.
They heard my voice. All right,
we got to shout them out. So the banker that talked to Bill and listens to the show, we appreciate you. That's pretty incredible. Good to hear from them. All right, Bill, be good.
All right, appreciate y'all.
Yeah, be good, buddy. What a guy. Jacory Krosky, Bill, on Grant and Danny. How about this breaking news in the NFL? The list has grown from 6 coaches.
How about this
who
one?
Have been ousted to 7 openings now.
Who would have thought that Tyler Loop would send the whole coaching cycle for a loop with his missed field goal at the end of Sunday Night Football? John Harbaugh fired by the Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens now looking for a head coach. John Harbaugh out on the market. I'm Toby Altizer with breaking news on The Fan.
Wow. That's the second longest tenured head coach in the NFL behind Mike Tomlin, who I don't think is a lock, by the way, after this weekend when they likely lose in the playoffs to the Texans. To keep his job. It's very possible that the Steelers and Mike Tomlin part ways as well. Harbaugh's probably going to get a gig right now.
6-15 winning percentage lifetime.
Yeah.
That don't grow on trees, dude.
So I think Stefanski as a retread gets a job in this cycle. He's interviewing with the Giants tomorrow. I think John Harbaugh gets a job right away in this cycle. At least those two guys probably do, and there might be others. But John Harbaugh out in Baltimore. By the way, Todd Monken, their OC today, was given permission to interview for the Cleveland Browns head coaching job. So they are going in a very different direction. To me, this seemed like a no-brainer. When you started to see that anti-Lamar Jackson reporting out of Baltimore for the first time ever, there are leaks out of that building. It became
something's rotten.
A little bit like a head coach or quarterback. And it would have been asinine and ridiculous and an outrage, respectfully to John Harbaugh, if they chose him over Lamar Jackson. I mean, that would have been utterly preposterous. So if it really is a souring relationship, if it really has gotten to a point where you know, they started to turn on Lamar as a staff and just didn't know if they could win the championship with him because of the work he puts in and how he takes care of himself and his body, then you know what? Okay, we got to choose between the two of you. Pretty easy choice. Thank you for your time, John Harbaugh. 18 seasons, a 180 and 113 record, 13 playoff wins, and a Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
This is one of those, when you dismiss a guy, you put out the nice statement about how much you love him, how much he meant to you, what he did for your organization. It's thank you. It's not, there's the door.
So a couple of my in-laws
seems like
are...
you're surprised by this.
I am. So this was one... I mean, again, I'm always last. I'm always the guy that's a lifer there, that's won the Super Bowl, that's incredible.
To me, this felt like a lock when they lost the way they did the Steelers. I mean the loop kick, but
yeah.
They just didn't play that game
No,
well.
They didn't, and they've been sloppy, frankly, all year long. They
yes.
lost a bunch of games they shouldn't have.
Bad team that shouldn't have been as bad as it was.
Yeah.
Every year they're in the playoffs. You know, he did win a Super Bowl, but in the Lamar Jackson era, they have been really good, and like a couple things haven't gone their way to get to or win the Super Bowl. And this year, you didn't even make the playoffs. So it was clearly going in the wrong direction.
When they've got their pieces, they win double-digit games. Until this year, right? This is the first time that that's happened under his watch. They've had two nonsensical, crazy, injury-plagued, everything-went-wrong type years, a 5-11 season back in 2015, and then kind of this year where they just couldn't get right. No matter what, one step forward, it was three steps sideways, one step back, a trapdoor, et cetera. It just felt like these are the, you know, them and the Steelers are doing the Spider-Man meme. Like, no matter what, this is the guy. We are stable. Look how stable we are. Our GM that was here forever handed it off to the next guy that's going to be here forever. We'll have... two GMs in our you know, organization's history, and that'll last us 70 years. It's always how it felt to me, that this was just noise, this was smoke, this was dissatisfaction from a year. They'd retooled and kind of run it back, and we'd be doing Harbaugh and Tomlin shtick for the next 20 seasons. So I know a lot of my Baltimore friends and some of my family, my in-laws are Baltimore fans. They were actually saying that this was possible, and they were calling for it, and I kind of went, yeah, okay. Harbaugh will be on the sideline next year doing his thing. And so I am pretty surprised, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think it's one of the worst-kept secrets in the league, frankly. You know, when you talk about the decision coming. We didn't know if it was going to go this quickly or if he was going to be out or not. But I think this was the thought. And the same with Tomlin in Pittsburgh. Hmm. And it's a little harder when you make the playoffs. But if they lose a 27-10 game and just look bad doing it against the Texans, I'm telling you, we might be having the same conversation about Mike Tomlin. So it's crazy. Everyone said this was going to be a lighter cycle because of the options that are out there, and we're at 7 again. One more dismissal. Tomlin, Bowles steps away, whatever it is. A quarter of the league's coaches are out. in a year where we said it wasn't going to be a big cycle of openings. This is what happens.
Yes, it does.
It's such a not-for-long league. Where does Harbaugh end up? Cardinals, Falcons, Browns, Raiders, Giants, Titans.
Should be either the Giants or Titans to me.
I think the Giants go offensive. Like, to me, Stefanski, if he wants that job, will get that job. I'm going to say Stefanski to the Giants. What about
Atlanta?
I could see it, definitely.
Because, again, it's not the ideal setup, offensive mind, yada, yada, yada. This is a dude with a kind of like supersedes the what's your specialty. My specialty is being in charge of a really good organization winning a bunch of games.
I'm going to say Harbaugh to the Cardinals. Go out on a limb a little bit.
I smell what you're cooking there.
Cleveland Browns would make sense, but it's in the division. Does he want to go there?
Far be it for me to tell you that Arizona is the pinnacle of consistency and a model organization, but I think it's buyer beware going to Cleveland.
He's a good coach.
He really is. Like, I don't know how anybody with a track record going to Cleveland, I just couldn't see it happening.
Luke's in Waldorf on G&D. What's up, Luke?
What's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
Doing hey, great.
Listen, well, we just got rid of two coordinators, and with this news, tell Dan Quinn, thank you, we see you later, bring Harbaugh to D.C. now. How you going to fire a two-time Super Bowl champion? Are they crazy? Bring him to D.C. Let's go.
So this does happen, by the way, where maybe you're not a fit anymore. Maybe your messaging has gotten stale.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can't coach anymore. Like, if the Steelers and Tomlin go in separate directions, I'll say the same thing about him. I think they should move on from him, by the way. I really do. Also, a team should definitely bring Mike Tomlin in. I would love for him to coach my team. I feel that way about John Harbaugh. I feel that way about Kevin Stefanski. He's a good coach. Is John Harbaugh a better head coach than Dan Quinn? I would say yes, by the way. I think he is a significant upgrade over Dan Quinn. It doesn't work that way. That's not what you do. You don't fire a guy right now in Quinn to go get John Harbaugh when you've already decided he's staying. But I feel that way about Kevin Stefanski. Like, if you're asking me just sight unseen, who would you rather have as your head coach? Stefanski, who's available and would take this job because of Jaden Daniels, I'm sure. Or Dan Quinn, I would rather have Stefanski.
There's a lot of guys I'd rather have.
That are available right now?
Well, that list is a little short.
My list that's available is Stefanski and Harbaugh for sure. Are there more than that?
No.
But it's not realistic and it's not happening.
No, but... Yeah, I mean, we always talk about time and a place, too, where an organization is. So, for example, the Virginia Tech hire. If you're LSU, you shouldn't be barking down the James Franklin tree. If you're Virginia Tech, where you got like one winning season the last handful of years and you're looking to get back to legitimacy, that's a slam dunk. If you are an Arizona, a Cleveland, an Atlanta to a degree, or the Giants or whomever, that's exactly who you should be calling, right? But if you're a team trying to go over the top, it may not be, if Tomlin loses his gig, the right thing for you, et cetera. But if you'd like someone to build some consistency, be the modicum of accountability and setting expectations a certain way and having his message resonate for a while, both of those guys that mirror each other in the AFC North would be great hires for you.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the decision from the Ravens. I think both are true. This is the right move for Baltimore, in my opinion. And also, he's a really good coach that should get another job. But he'd been there since 08. You know, they won their Super Bowl in 2012, the year Robert Griffin was a rookie. They have not won a Super Bowl since. They've been in the playoffs 6 of the last 7 years before this year. And it was kind of close, no cigar kind of deal where it just, you know, they were always one or two plays away.
Bad performances a couple times, too, where they were the one seed. They were upset. Tennessee got them when they got red hot, if you recall. They lost that game to Kansas City where they decided to try to be different than they were for whatever reason.
That's by far the best opening now with an MVP quarterback in Lamar.
Yeah.
But I wonder, I mean, does Cliff get a call there? Would that be something he could interview for as a guy that coaches running quarterbacks?
If I'm Cliff's agent, 1-800 Ravens are on.
Oh, he and everybody else want that. You know, him, Dable, all those guys, I'm sure.
And my guy Cliff can adopt a Baltimore accent with his deep voice. He'll fit right in.
Who's the fit for the Ravens? I mean, they don't go defensive or special teams again, right? You don't fire Harbaugh. Like, the relationship had fractured with your quarterback. I think that relationship's pertinent. You got to go with a play caller, I would think. But I don't know who that would be at this point. All right, let's get back into the Commanders next. We got our own business to tend to here. Should Jaden Daniels have any input in who the next offensive coordinator is to replace Cliff Kingsbury? And should the team have cared that he endorsed Kingsbury, that his mom, who's also an agent of sorts for Daniels, came out to say that she wanted Cliff Kingsbury back for year 3? G&D on the Fan.